This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Iranian officials dismissing new U.S. sanctions on Tuesday. The country proclaiming the sanctions put an end to any diplomatic path for resolving tensions between the two countries. President Hassan Rouhani responding. He says here the White House is, quote, afflicted by mental retardation. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Tuesday during a visit to Jerusalem that President Donald Trump has held the door open to real negotiations and that Iran has responded with what he called deafening silence. He also says all options remain on the table if Iran exceeds the uranium enrichment limit agreed under the 2015 nuclear deal.
As we understand it from European foreign ministries, their view would be that it would be a very serious mistake for Iran to ignore those limits.
Bolton spoke at a press conference following a high-profile trilateral security summit in Jerusalem. Senior U.S. officials say they are already busy buttressing the nation's defenses against foreign interference for the 2020 presidential election. Intelligence and election security officials have warned repeatedly that Russia remains intent on disrupting the upcoming elections. Thousands of protesters in Georgia's capital for the fifth consecutive day Monday. Protesters calling for government reform, a snap election, and the resignation of the nation's interior minister. On Monday, the leader of Georgia's ruling Georgian Dream Party announced large-scale political reform. Georgian Dream Party chief Bidzina Ivanishvili announced next year's parliamentary elections would be organized in a proportional representation system. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. China